Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. I'm Rick Steves, and this is Travel with Rick Steves. And right now it's bon appetit time, because we're going to France. We're going specifically to the French Riviera. We're going to talk to a local tour guide there about enjoying the cuisine of the Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera. I have with me Pascal Rucker, who's a tour guide in the town of Nice, and she knows how to eat well, I believe, on the south coast of France. Pascal, bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are you? Ça va.
Okay. Okay, so it's food time.
It's food time, yes.
Bon appétit, as you said, okay?
Tell us about the cuisine of the French Riviera.
Oh, okay. The French Riviera is sunshine on your plate. And this sounds like an advertising of television, but it's really true. I think the colors are important. We use a lot of fresh vegetables. Olive oil is absolutely necessary. It's a must. And I'm going to quickly tell you about different things that we find.
Let's start with the one that everybody knows, and I don't think everybody knows it correctly, but we've all heard of a salad niçoise, right?
Oh, yes, you can find it even in Paris and in London.
Exactly what is a salad niçoise?
Alors, tomatoes, cucumber, sliced thin, lettuce, anchovies, tuna fish, radishes, bell peppers, sliced fresh artichokes, and what else did I forget? Something. And onions. And what you have to do is to make the salad niçoise dressing is just olive oil and a little bit of vinegar, salt and pepper. That's it.
Now, when you travel, and you've grown up eating salad niçoise, when you travel around Europe, do you find people describing something on the menu as a salad niçoise and you get it and it's incorrect?
It's not incorrect. It's very funny. They put anything, but what's the real thing? Yes, you have always the tomatoes and the tuna fish, but they will put some potatoes and string beans, which is not the real thing.
Well, string beans aren't part of it. I always had string beans on my salad niçoise.
Well, no, I told you my recipe doesn't have them, so please do not.
Come on, is that the recipe or your recipe?
No, it's the recipe.
So there is
no
a one
string
correct.
Beans.
You're a niçoise person, and there's one the people of Nice do not have string beans on their salad niçoise.
The recipe that I gave you is the real one.
Tell me again, what is it?
I've said it's tomatoes, tuna fish, anchovies, lettuce, cucumber, bell peppers, olives. I forgot the olives. Olives, onions, and sliced fresh artichokes, if you have them, but it doesn't matter if you don't. But that's the real salad niçoise.
And the dressing?
Olive oil, vinegar, salt and pepper. That's
okay.
It.
Now, when people call some other dish niçoise, like gnocchi niçoise or something, what does that mean? They use niçoise as a way to describe other dishes.
Well, it's gnocchi à la niçoise is usually with the sauce de daube. Alors, I explain to you. It's a wine sauce in which we cook some beef for long hours, 2 or 3 hours. And gnocchi à la niçoise is usually with this gravy of the beef stews that we have cooked for such a long time.
Okay,
that is what it is.
So the distinguishing thing about things niçoise is this daube sauce, which is a beef sauce.
Yes, and when you go to a niçoise restaurant, they offer you on the menu always daube à la niçoise. So that's a beef stew.
Do you like that?
Ah, very much. It's
now,
wonderful.
A big thing for budget travelers in Nice is to just get a pan bagnet, right? A pan bagnet, how do you say that?
Pan bagnet.
Pan bagnet. And that would be, to me, it's a salad niçoise in a pocket bread. How would you describe a pan bagnet?
It's a salad niçoise in a, I don't know what's a pocket bread, in a round bread. The beautiful thing about the pan bagnat is that it has to be wet with olive oil. So you take the bread that is a round little bread, you slice it in two, you put it on a plate that has olive oil on it, you sponge it with it almost, and once you have your bread really saturated with olive oil, you put onto it your salad niçoise. It should never be a dry feeling when your mouth touches the bread and the food. It has to be wet with olive oil.
Sounds delightful. Pascal, tell me about the famous soca bread that's so popular in Nice.
Okay, the soca. The soca, it presents itself like a crepe. It's a big crepe, you know, and it's made with chickpeas, with chickpeas flour, water, and olive oil. That's it. And it presents itself like a big yellow crepe. We slice it up, we put salt and pepper on it, and we eat it on the paper, just like this, walking, you know. It's not a dish that you find in homes. It's something you eat outside, sometimes standing up.
I get a feeling it's got some history with it. When people are munching on soca, it's just like a proclamation that they are Niçoise.
Yes. Well, there is something beautiful about the soca. In the old days, before the English aristocrats made the Riviera what it still is today, a place for vacation, the people that were living in Nice were poor. Here you have much sunshine, no rain at all, and the quality of the soil is a disaster, so the agriculture was very, very poor. Fortunately, people could grow chickpeas. They did not always have bread. They sometimes didn't have any of the bread, but they had this soca, which is this crepe. So they survived on that. We know that it was the main dish. Sometimes they just ate the soca, and that's it.
So this is one of those traditional foods that reminds people of the suffering of their forefathers.
I'm not sure that they know that it was the suffering of the father. Unfortunately, the memory is gone a little bit.
Because all over Europe, there's these humble dishes that harken back to a tough time when they had to eat yesterday's bread and so on.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure that people have this completely in their mind, but it's certainly telling about the times of simplicity before the glamour.
Pascal, I think bouillabaisse is something a lot of people think about when they're planning dinner on the Riviera. Of course, it originates, I think, in nearby Marseille. But is bouillabaisse a traditional dish in the Riviera? And what makes a good bouillabaisse?
Oh, you can find a bouillabaisse in every good fish restaurant on the Riviera. And it's certainly something to try. The bouillabaisse is made, it's a fish stock. And you combine tomatoes, fish, and garlic and onion, and you cook with that a fish stock. And then you, I don't know the word, you make like a thick fish stock with that, and you put it aside, and then you cook inside the fillet of fish. Alors, what are the fish? Sea bass, sea bream, John Dory fish. Those three are really essentials, and red mullets. You're going to cook them for only 10 minutes, and then you're going to take them out. You cook them in the stock, in the fish stock, and then you are going to extract the fillet, and when you present your plate to your guest, you have the fish stock, and in it, swimming, you have the fillet of this wonderful fish.
So the number of fish is important, and the variety of fish is required?
Oh, you have to have four fish, and you do not have mussels and no shrimp.
Because you see mussels and shrimp in a lot of bouillabaisse.
Well, it's very sad. It's not the thing. They do what they want, but it's not the thing.
So a traditional bouillabaisse has what four fish?
Alors, John Dory fish,
John Dory,
sea bass, gill's head, and red mullet.
Okay. Tell me about the wine of the French Riviera.
I forgot something, Rick. Very important.
Okay.
When you eat the bouillabaisse, they will give you on the side little bread that are very cooked, little slices of bread that are cooked in the oven, and so they are like...
Crostini.
Crostini. And you grate them with garlic, and on the side they will bring you a reddish mayonnaise. It's a mayonnaise mixed with garlic and pimento, and that's called rouille. It's called rust, and you put that on your toast and you put it on your plate. It's delicious.
And that's an integral part of a traditional bouillabaisse then?
Yes, you should not have a bouillabaisse without that.
Without the crostini with the radish sauce.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit, of course people go to France for the wine, and every region has its wines. What are the good wines in your region?
Well, we are not far from Saint-Tropez, and the Provençal wine, the wine of the Saint-Tropez region that we call Vin du Var, Vin du Var, Var wine, Var, V-A-R, or Côte de Provence, Côte de Provence wine, have gained in reputation and in quality.
Now, I like, personally, I like the Bandol. That's a Provençal wine?
Mm-hmm, very much.
Bandol. And what is very surprising to Americans is, in Provence, in southern France, a rosé is a respected wine.
Well, if you find a good domain, like if you find Château Minuti, which is just outside of Saint-Tropez, Minuti, if you want to visit, if anybody is listening and they want to visit the domain, I advise to go to Château Minuti, M-I-N-U-T-Y. Or you go to Chateau Sainte-Roseline Castle. These are all AOC wine. They are controlled appellation wine. They've got a label of quality, and they have They enjoy the personality of the sea, the very hot sunshine, and the soil, which is made with clay and sand. So their personality is very special.
Huh. Now, that's this concept, this French word terroir, is that right?
If you want. Terroir is like when the sky kisses the earth. It's this romantic meeting between the elements of the sky and the element of the earth. So the terroir is the combination of these elements, of the above and the down in the earth. And then the vigneron, the wine man, producer of the wine, will put his little touch. But it's really the play of elements.
So you sip that wine and you have an appreciation of this sky kissing the earth and the history of the family making it. And it's just a wonderful part of the local culture.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about Peach Melba. That's considered part of the Riviera scene.
Let's move now. So we were in Saint-Tropez. Let's go now towards Monaco. We are taking a little boat and we're riding toward Monaco because this is where it was born. Melba was a singer. She was from Australia. Her name was Nellie Melba from Melbourne. This is why they called her Melba.
Peach Melba, Melbourne.
Melba
okay.
From Melbourne.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she was Australian. She had a career, and that's at the turn of the 20th century. And she was reputed internationally. And Monte Carlo has a great opera house that is still existing today. And that was the very, very well-liked on the European scene, and very beautiful people, very beautiful singer were there. And she happened to sing one night into the opera house of Monte Carlo, and in the Hôtel de Paris, which is just beside Monte Carlo Opera House and Casino, there is this grand restaurant with a great reputed cook whose name is Auguste Escoffier. And he fell in love with her, and he wanted to win her charms. He was not really handsome. He didn't have much charms, and he just wanted to do what he can. And he wrote no love letter. He created a dessert for her. He carved a swan in ice, and he presented the dessert to her, brought it on a special mirror by four valets in grand, sumptuous moment when everybody was applauding her and everything. It was a big, big feast, you know. And he presented his dessert, and he said, "I called it by your name for you, madame." And, of course, she understood that he loved her. She ate the dessert very quickly, and she ran away.
Oh, no.
That's the way it is. Women are cruel.
Women are cruel, and the Riviera
sometimes
is beautiful.
Sometimes.
Oh.
And what is in the peach melba? Well, simple things. Peaches that have been quickly boiled, in water with a little bit of Grand Marnier, which is an alcohol made with oranges, a little bit of cream, a little bit of caramel, which is, at the proper moment, we make little ribbons with it, with the caramel.
You know? Ribbons?
Yes, little ribbons, yes. And then this is displaced on the top of the peach melba. And just a few almonds. And that's it. A very, very simple thing.
Pascal Rucker from Nice on the French Riviera, thank you so much for giving us an insight into Bon Appetit on the south of France.
Merci. Goodbye.
Okay. Au revoir, Pascal. Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.